Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. We have an awesome episode for you today, but we just want to remind you before the episode starts that if you're listening on Spotify, please leave your comments for today's episode, suggestions, or anything in between in the Q&A section under this episode. If you're listening on Apple, Google, or anywhere in between, please tweet Gary at Gary V. Make sure you join the Discord to stay up to date on all things V Friends. And we hope you enjoy this episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
And I know a lot of folks don't particularly enjoy when the market's more in a bear phase. But honestly, you know, from my perspective, I think some of the more interesting things that get developed happen during this time. And it's probably going to still be a few cycles before, you know, blockchain technology is, ubiquitous in our daily lives. And so, you know, this opportunity gives us, you know, space to put our heads down and innovate. Eventually when the excitement comes, you know, that's also positive, because, you know, some developers that hadn't considered blockchain may do so at that time. And, it brings a whole new talent pool. So I personally kind of enjoy the cycles, and a lot of people don't, but that's my take on it.
Yes, Frank, I think that's a really good observation. I think you look at internet 2000, 2004, so many of the rails, pun intended, you know, were created during that time. I remember thinking about Friendster and I was like, ooh, this is different. Or like Blogger, you know, You think about what Friendster and Blogger and Flickr and Delicious and Slashdot and Metafilter that led to Dig, that led to Reddit, like what we trade on culturally today on the internet, those things happen in the down cycle of internet stock valuations. We're in a down cycle of NFT valuations, but that doesn't mean blockchain technology isn't rearing behind the scenes on meaningful work. So I think that take is right. And it's, to your point, it's painful for the people that overextended themselves. One of the reasons I made so many videos last summer of like 99% are going to zero, and everybody was kind of like not super pumped with me of like, why are you FUDing? I'm like, I'm not FUDing. I just think a lot of people have never been through this. And like, this is where I think it's going. And I'm really glad I did that because I get an email almost every day of people like, you really saved my ass or this and that. But I think your point in the macro is well taken. What's most surprised you about the last 100 days in this bear market? If I said what most surprised you, I'd be really interested to see what your answer to that question is.
Honestly, like, you know, the other thing that kind of happens in the bear, you know, the people that, you know, are either in it for the right reasons or, you know, real supporters, you know, they start to sort of reemerge. And, you know, honestly, I sort of feel that subtle momentum coming back with, you know, people focusing on the actual community aspect of NFTs. And so just like in our Discord personally, the interaction between everybody that sort of were there from the beginning is coming back, and it's, you know, become a lot more robust. I almost think the relationships are starting to develop and be a little bit more rich. You know, the people that were there are there and they're coming back. And I think, you know, that's exciting and positive for me.
Oh, did you ask me what I thought of the last 100 days, Gary, Matt? All right. I'll give you my thoughts. I think what's, yeah, no problem. Your facial expressions just say, oh my God, I love this.
No, actually, Herm, I actually think you can bring a ton of value because you're not quote unquote as deep, but you're on the outer layer, but aware. And so I think you have a great, great point of view that can bring a lot of value to this conversation. That. So Herm, please pontificate.
Great. I think what's interesting is, Gary, if anybody ever follows, has anybody ever followed Gary, he talks about arbitrage of attention a lot. Yes. And I think about that a lot too. And obviously Matt does too in our industry. I think the thing that's the most interesting to me in the last 100 days is you look at how amazing it is, like all the attention that was on NFTs and how that could just shut off. Like OpenSea, in terms of just site traffic, OpenSea was up there with like Instagram or like Gmail in terms of how often you used or went on or looked at rankings or looked at the floor price or just, you know, expressed some sort of FOMO in the market. I think the most interesting part about the last 100 days is how OpenSea, for the most part, has shut off. Like, I have not been on, and I've not been on in weeks. I go on because I'm in the show, and I'm just curious about reading something. But I would say for the vast majority of people that are not the diehard community members that are, you know, posting in Discord, I think it's amazing how this like energy is just shut off. And it's just this like volume of people have almost moved on.
Market
next.
Apathy is at a near high. Not, yep. I actually think it was around Father's Day. Would, if I had to pick a day that was peak of market apathy, I would have said it was Father's Day, which I think is right around when Gary went on and copped that 3D glasses beanie CryptoPunk. Yeah. And I just remember looking at this, and I'm like, what's going on here with this price? Like, how are you getting this price? I feel like that was the low. Like, Ethereum was under $1,000. Nobody was touching NFTs with a 1,000-foot pole. Right? So that was probably, like, low. I have sensed a little bit of, like, momentum, but I feel like it's cautious momentum.
I think there's momentum in NFT land of, like, the smart characters are bubbling. I think the issue is the smart characters also know that the global economy might be in deep, deep, deep shit. So you might be right. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, last night, ironically, no different than that little window where I was like, oh, fuck. I literally got a hoodie, a 3D glasses, and another one I wanted in like this little window. As soon as I saw ETH go under 1,000, I said, this is my moment. Cause that's just like a, like, I knew that would fuck with people. And I like, there's a moment there. I actually last night, for the first time in like 2 months, went to go buy some punks. I was like, where are we at? Right? Yeah. And what, A, we weren't low enough to get me like super like this is, and then B, I was like, ugh, FedEx, Russia's about to turn off all the energy in Europe, like the election, like the housing market, I think is gonna get slaughtered. Like, I'm like, we might really be getting into one here. Like, 2023 might be ugly. And like, if it's ugly, CryptoPunks is the last thing people are thinking about if a big corporation in America lays off 13,000 people in December. So, but for me, I'm like, I'm really hopeful that I can time it, you know? And like I think CryptoPunks is a forever asset. And so like, I wanna buy it every time there's a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard not to pay attention. I have a bid out right now on a punk. It's tough to just not pay attention to the historicals and like the top, call it 10 to 20 modern projects always. Like, it's really worth the time. But like, I get the high degree of skepticism for new projects. And I also get the fatigue of like drop after drop of nonsense that just kept coming. That was clearly like all the derivatives, all the random like rug pull weird things. Even like outside of NFTs, there was a lot of strange kind of crypto Ponzi like OHM forks and things that for a minute there were basically all were scams. But if you were just like the first one to do it, then you probably did all right. Like any Ponzi scheme, you know? So there's like a lot of distrust from just thing after thing, I think just not being legitimate and just so much fatigue. So I do get the apathy and that being said, at a minimum, like pay attention to the top projects. Some of them are pretty cheap right now. There's some really, really good quality teams that are active. And like, you know that they're going to be around in a couple of years, or at least like they probably will. And you're looking at maybe like 15 to 20% of the price of what it would have been 6 months ago. It's pretty nice. Like, if you liked it then, I don't really know what's so different, to be honest. Like, why not now? Your money will go a lot farther. What have you actually bought in the last few? Like, for me, I finally got a World of Women, a night goddess. So that was one on the list that I just could never find. I texted Gary when I got it. So something just popped up. So I added.
But there was also, was there a zombie or an ape that was bought? There was something massive that was bought in that same window. And Kalish both of us have been so fucking busy, so we haven't been yapping as much as I wish we were. And he just pinged me on something, and I was like, holy fuck, Kalish went crazy and bought, was it an ape with the hoodie?
Yeah, it was like a 3,300 ETH crypto boom sale.
I was like, you maniac. He's like, no. Actually, how much did you get your goddess for?
I got it for 8.
Oh!
Eight. Oh my God.
Great job.
Yeah, it was a little private fire sale situation. I couldn't say no.
Nice work.
Yeah, I got some historicals. I got like Spells of Genesis stuff.
Yep.
Trying to get another punk. Like, you can kind of pick the spot, though. It's a buyer's market, let's be honest. Like, I think you can be selective and pick your spot for the time being. I don't know how long that will last. Like, at some point, if there's momentum and just underlying kind of, like, growth of everything is going up, 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 maybe it won't feel that way. But, like, right now, I feel like you can be pretty selective, pick spots. I got another cool cat. I got, like, I don't know, man. I've just been tacking on little things here and there when I see it.
I love it, brother.
I've been buying some like different projects where I frame the picture of it and I put it in my daughter's room. So that's it's really kind of like fun. So like after this, Strong, I'm definitely picking out 2 subducts to add to this. But like the heart project is one that I've always liked and like cute for like, you know, girls' rooms or stuff like that. I think it's kind of fun.
What would be great in a girls' room? A practical peacock. Plushy, I really do think your daughter is very practical.
I'm waiting for the the influencer box sent to me.
Is this why the Gratitude Gorilla was pumping? Was it because the Gratitude Gorilla is one of the Macy's characters? Like the best one.
Solid pick of the Gratitude Gorilla.
No one, by the way, that was random luck. Nobody liked
it. Yes, it was. It wasn't. Well, Gary had to obviously knew
this
when
one. I
it.
Think would be great in your daughter's room. Be the bigger person. If she has your DNA, she's gonna have to learn that in life. So you might as well start earlier.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, seeing your that's a Tom Sachs rocket behind you. Is that one of those?
Yeah. The one that shot up, my Lisa Simpson.
Yeah. Just to be clear, I have like 42 rockets in the mail.
I know. We're deep, Tommy Sachs, you and I.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
But very but honestly, scary. This is why, like, Tom's like a real contemporary artist. Like, if you're, you know, back to being Stronken, he made such a great point. You actually either really believe in this or you were here for a couple of hours to try to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, like, cool. Like, by the way, all our interest, like everyone's allowed to do it. It's, you know, capitalism is.
And that second audience never actually goes away, no matter what. It just maybe like there's less.
Pumped about it. Anyway. All right. Herm. Yeah. Herm, you've been playing with this earplug the whole time. Do you really need
it? I'm trying to look official, but I'm not on video. I don't know how else to hear this.
You can hear it without the earplug?
No. It's stuck.
Oh, okay. Well, keep doing it.
Strong, I feel like you have anything else for us? Not to put you.
Let's talk legit, just in case you're like, what is all cool abstract convo? What's going on? So, the drop of Sly Crocs is on October 11th, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, utility wise, like there's a bunch there. The first big kind of thing is week 6 football contest, right? You can win subducts, cash, a mixed bag of stuff. Only Sly Croc PFP owners are in that contest, right? Anything else to add on that? Like, it's not very hard. People, like, you go on drops page, you can get in the game, but like, anything you'd want to add?
Yeah, and I can't remember exactly if it was public or not, so I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say it or not, but yeah, there will be additional utility for, again, some of the traits on the Crocs. And so, that's going to drop soon. So that's a little bit of alpha, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what's next. Like when you get the super rare, like, you know, those attributes that everybody seek out, just tying utility to attribute, I think is definitely a like bigger NFT thing. more and more, I think you'll be seeing that kind of stuff. And it's cool that that's like embedded in the design here. Awesome, man. Yeah, look forward to bringing that to market. I think everybody will really like the art too, like the Crocs. We should put something like post just to show like the art. It's really, really cool. I think people will enjoy it. You'll probably be seeing it everywhere, Twitter, whatever. You know, anybody who is kind of into SupDucks, I think it'll be perfect. So like really, really cool expansion to the franchise.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Strong, thank you so much for joining.
Well, I appreciate you guys for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Good seeing you.
Seeing you, man.
Hey, brother.
Thanks so much for listening or watching to that episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. We really hope you enjoy it, and we hope to see you next time.